Have you ever considered why financial leverage is crucial for business strategies? Understanding financial and operating leverage can transform how we assess company performance. In this chapter, we will explore the principles behind leverage and its impact on profitability. Get ready to uncover valuable insights that can elevate your financial decision-making. Today, you'll acquire knowledge about the foundational concept of leverage in business. We'll work through how to distinguish between operating and financial leverage in terms of their impacts and mechanisms. Additionally, you will analyze and calculate key leverage metrics to better understand their application. Finally, we'll evaluate the implications and risks of leveraging strategies to enhance your decision-making skills. Understanding leverage is essential in business. It refers to using fixed costs or debt to achieve bigger results. When conditions are favorable, leverage amplifies profits. However, it also increases the downside risk, potentially leading to severe losses in tough times. Firms often opt for fixed costs or debt for greater returns, emphasizing strategic decision-making. Ultimately, think of leverage as a powerful tool that demands careful, informed use. Leverage plays a crucial role in business by allowing firms to use fixed costs or borrowed funds to amplify the effects of sales and profits on returns. Operating leverage occurs when companies, such as those utilizing automation, increase their fixed costs, thus heightening the impact of sales volume on profits. Financial leverage involves using debt with fixed interest, enabling equity holders to see greater returns when operating profits increase. Many firms adopt this approach to expand their capacity, distribute fixed costs, boost revenue growth, and achieve higher returns on equity and earnings per share. However, leverage is a double-edged sword. It can enhance gains in prosperous times, but can also lead to significant losses during economic downturns, depending on the market outlook and an organization's risk tolerance. Understanding the types of leverage is crucial for financial decision-making. Operating leverage involves fixed operating costs, which can significantly amplify operating profit. For example, companies utilize machinery and salaried staff to enhance profitability. In contrast, financial leverage utilizes debt, like loans and bonds, to boost equity returns. Both types have their risks. Operating leverage is sensitive to sales volume, while financial leverage depends on interest rates. Recognizing these differences is essential for effective financial management. Operating leverage is crucial for understanding the financial dynamics of a business. For instance, in a high fixed cost strategy, like automation, costs remain large while variable costs stay low. This model performs well with high volume and stable demand, amplifying profits. However, when demand declines, fixed costs can lead to underutilization. Conversely, a low fixed cost approach, utilizing flexible labor, adapts better to uncertain demand, but can incur higher unit costs during peak periods. Ultimately, balancing these strategies shapes how a company navigates risks and opportunities in varying market conditions. Understanding financial leverage introduces the impactful choices between debt and equity funding. Financial leverage refers to using debt or fixed income securities to finance projects, aiming to enhance return on equity. With debt financing, a fixed interest allows equity holders to benefit when earnings before interest and taxes exceed the cost of debt. However, this comes with risks, as mandatory interest payments can strain cash flows during downturns. In contrast, equity financing provides safety with no fixed repayments, granting better cash flexibility. Still, this approach may lead to dilution of ownership and potential reductions in earnings per share compared to prudent debt financing when performance is strong. Understanding leverage is essential in business, as it involves using fixed costs or debt to enhance returns on equity when performance improves. It's crucial to recognize that leverage multiplies outcomes. Gains can be significantly boosted during favorable conditions, but losses can deepen during adverse times. Effective strategic decision-making is required, matching leverage to market outlook and risk appetite. For example, Tata Steel successfully funds its expansion using debt, while tightly managing cash flows. During economic booms, leverage can deliver outsized returns, but during recessions, fixed obligations can strain cash and elevate default risks. This highlights the need for careful consideration of leverage in varying market conditions. Leverage plays a crucial role in how businesses operate and grow. First, we examine operating leverage, starting with high fixed costs, driven by automation, as seen in Toyota's automated lines. This approach can significantly drop unit costs, resulting in substantial profit increases with more volume. However, the downside includes a higher break-even point and steep profit declines if demand softens. On the other hand, low operating leverage features a variable cost model, commonly seen in small startups that prioritize flexibility. They benefit from lower break-even points but face thinner margins at higher volumes. Transitioning to financial leverage, we see high leverage exemplified by Reliance Industries, where debt-funded expansion amplifies returns during growth phases, albeit with increased interest burdens during downturns. In contrast, HDFC Bank employs a balanced approach by mixing equity with prudent debt, achieving stable growth while managing risk effectively. Operating leverage is crucial in understanding how a company utilizes fixed assets and costs to drive income. When the proportion of fixed costs rises, profits become more responsive to changes in sales. Fixed costs, such as depreciation and salaries, remain constant, regardless of output. In contrast, variable costs, like materials and direct wages, fluctuate with production levels. Additionally, semi-variable costs encompass both fixed and variable elements and are often grouped with variable costs for simplicity. Finally, a higher fixed versus variable cost mix leads to greater income sensitivity, influencing profit stability across different sales volumes. Let's delve into break-even analysis, a key concept for businesses. First, we establish our data. The selling price is 2,000 rupees per unit, the variable cost is 800 rupees, and the fixed costs amount to 60 million rupees. This results in a contribution margin of 1,200 rupees per unit. Next, utilizing the break-even point formula allows us to determine that 50,000 units equate to our break-even level. Translating this to sales value, at 50,000 units, our revenue matches the total cost of 100 million rupees. Lastly, interpreting the graph indicates losses below 50,000 units and profits above it, while illustrating the rapid profit increase beyond the break-even point. Understanding the degree of operating leverage, or DOL, is vital, as it indicates how sensitive operating income is to changes in sales volume. Here, we consider sales volume shift from 70,000 to 180,000 units, which is approximately 2.6 times for both Oxford and Cambridge. For Oxford, utilizing the provided income change leads to a DOL of about 2.5, indicating strong operating leverage. Conversely, Cambridge calculates a lower DOL of approximately 1.7, reflecting a more conservative approach. This difference shows that Oxford's higher DOL signifies greater sensitivity of earnings to sales fluctuations compared to Cambridge. Ultimately, firms with higher DOL experience amplified earnings potential, but also face increased risk during downturns. As we explore the complexities of operating leverage, we recognize how price weakness at high volumes can impact profitability. Discounts may be necessary to maintain market share, which ultimately lowers the realized selling price. Additionally, unit costs can creep up due to overtime and inefficiencies, moving beyond the optimal limits. This can lead to a second break-even point, where total costs and total revenue intersect again at higher outputs. It's crucial to define the valid linear range using insights from graph 9.3, marking where linear assumptions hold true. Finally, remember that stress testing plans is vital. Margins can compress despite increased volume. Understanding financial leverage is crucial for grasping how operating profit, or EBIT, relates to the earnings available to equity holders. It's primarily generated through fixed income securities like debt and preferred equity. As a company takes on more debt, it incurs fixed obligations that require mandatory interest payments. This leads to a situation where higher interest expenses can reduce earnings per share and increase its volatility. Moreover, greater leverage introduces heightened financial risk, impacting the returns for stockholders. Understanding financial leverage begins with the key components of capital structure. This includes debt and preferred equity that, combined with common equity, finance the company's assets. A higher creditor-to-stockholder ratio indicates increased financial leverage, relying more on borrowed funds than equity. The fixed interest effect means that once a company surpasses its break-even point, additional earnings flow directly to shareholders. Furthermore, earnings sensitivity shows how leverage can amplify changes in net income relative to operating income. Ultimately, firms aim for an optimal capital structure to balance value creation with acceptable risk levels. Let's explore the impact of financial leverage by comparing Plan A and Plan B for Godavari Tractors Limited. With an EBIT of 2.5 million rupees, Plan A results in an EPS of negative 50 paise, while Plan B provides a positive EPS of 35 paise. As EBIT increases to 5 million rupees, Plan A's EPS rises sharply to 1 rupee and 40 paise, compared to 93 paise in Plan B. When EBIT reaches 7.5 million rupees, Plan A achieves an EPS of 3 rupees and 15 paise, nearly double that of Plan B at 1 rupee and 52 paise. Finally, at an EBIT of 10 million rupees, Plan A shows an EPS of 4 rupees and 90 paise against Plan B's 2 rupees and 10 paise, highlighting the growing advantage of financial leverage. Understanding the degree of financial leverage, or DFL, is essential as it measures the percentage change in taxable income relative to a percentage change in earnings before interest and taxes, or EBIT. This concept is mathematically expressed at the earnings before tax level, where DFL equals EBIT divided by earnings before tax. To illustrate this, let's consider a scenario with inputs. Equity of 100,000 rupees, preference shares of 100,000 rupees, debentures totaling 125,000 rupees, an EBIT of 50,000 rupees, and a tax rate of 50%. Now examining a high EBIT situation, at 5 million rupees EBIT, we observe that Plan A has a DFL of 2.5, significantly higher than Plan B's DFL of 1.25. This contrast highlights how financial leverage affects profitability and risk dynamics in various plans. Let's delve into the practical application of the degree of financial leverage through a worked example. First, we compute the fixed financial charge from debentures, anchoring the leverage effect, which gives us an interest of 10,000 rupees. Next, we derive taxable income from EBIT by subtracting this interest, leading us to an earnings before tax of 40,000 rupees. After applying tax, we note the earnings after tax stands at 20,000 rupees. Then, computing the DFL at the given EBIT reveals a ratio of 1.25, indicating that a 1% change in EBIT results in a 1.25% change in EBT. Lastly, the comparison between plans highlights how higher DFL indicates greater sensitivity of EBT changes, as seen with Plan A and Plan B. Understanding the limitations of financial leverage is crucial. First, lenders often impose access limits, denying funding when equity is thin. This leads to costly credit, as interest spreads rise with increased leverage. Additionally, restrictive covenants place operational and financial constraints on businesses. The interest burden becomes a concern, as it lowers interest coverage and heightens failure risk. Ultimately, a two-edged outcome underscores that misuse can deplete owners' capital, emphasizing the need for prudent management. Operating leverage and financial leverage present distinct views of a company's capabilities. Operating leverage focuses on fixed assets and expenses, while financial leverage emphasizes debt and financing sources. In terms of profitability, Operating leverage links contribution to operating profit, whereas financial leverage connects operating profit to profit before tax. The formulas highlight these relationships, with DOL relating to contribution and OP, and DFL relating OP to PBT. Risk analysis reveals operating leverage's sensitivity to sales, contrasted with the lender-related risks of financial leverage, necessitating cautious management. Combined leverage connects operating and financial levers to enhance a company's performance. Operating leverage focuses on the income statement's cost structure, primarily through fixed operating costs like depreciation and salaries. In contrast, financial leverage centers on the balance sheet's capital structure, particularly fixed financing charges. The primary effect of operating leverage is to amplify earnings before interest and taxes, while financial leverage boosts earnings per share. However, this brings distinct risks. Operating leverage relates to business risk, while financial leverage introduces financial risk. Finally, the degrees of operating and financial leverage serve as essential metrics to evaluate these dynamics. Let's delve into the income statement snapshot for Godavari Sugars Limited. First, we see net sales amounting to 175,000. From these sales, variable costs are 60,000, while fixed costs reach 75,000. This results in an operating income of 40,000. After subtracting interest costs of 15,000, profit before tax comes to 25,000. Finally, deducting taxes of 7,500 leaves us with earnings after tax of 17,500. There are 7,000 shares outstanding, resulting in earnings per share of 2.50. To understand the impact of combined leverage, let's look at Godavari Sugars' situation. Their net sales declined from ₹175,000 to ₹161,000 after an 8% drop. Variable costs decreased in line from ₹60,000 to ₹55,200. However, fixed costs remained constant at ₹75,000, resulting in a significant EBIT drop from ₹40,000 to ₹3,800. This downward trend continues as profit before tax fell sharply from ₹25,000 to ₹15,800. Consequently, earnings after tax also saw a decrease to ₹11,060, demonstrating the high financial sensitivity in this scenario. The degree of combined leverage, or DCL, is essential for understanding how sales fluctuations can amplify profit changes. It captures the total impact of sales on profits. To calculate DCL, use the degree of operating leverage and the degree of financial leverage as outlined in respective tables. A DCL greater than 1 means profits are more sensitive to sales changes, magnifying risks and rewards. Therefore, managing operating leverage alongside conservative financial strategies is crucial for minimizing potential risks. Understanding the implications of an 8% sales drop is critical in assessing its impact on earnings. First, we calculate overall sensitivity using the leverage profile, revealing a degree of combined leverage, or DCL, of 4.5. This means operating income will drop by 20% with the sales decline, due to the degree of operating leverage. Furthermore, net income per share will decrease by 36% as a result of the DCL. Such high combined leverage highlights the risk concentration. Therefore, it's crucial to manage operational and financial leverage carefully to mitigate potential losses. In summary of our learning objectives, let's recap the key points about financial and operating leverage. We started with leverage in business, emphasizing its role in amplifying returns and risks through fixed costs and debt. Next, we distinguished operating leverage, which pertains to fixed operating costs, from financial leverage, which centers on debt financing. We then discussed analytical tools like break-even analysis and leverage ratios that aid in evaluating profitability. Strategic decision-making was highlighted as essential for balancing potential returns with risks. Finally, we explored combined leverage, showing how it integrates both operating and financial aspects to impact overall business risk and return. You can now use this information to make informed financial decisions in your future endeavors.